Thanks for joining us for the Executives Series. Today I'm speaking with Peter Bradford, who is the Managing Director of Independence Group. Peter, great to talk to you.
It's great to be here. Thank you.
Now, let's talk about how things are going operationally at Tropicana at Nova. We're in that part of the mining cycle where costs are perhaps just creeping up a little bit. What are you seeing in your experience?
Yeah, so we've got two assets, as you said. Tropicana, a gold mine in Western Australia. We have a 30% interest in that. And Nova, which is a nickel mine that also produces copper and cobalt. Nova's relatively new, so we're in that very early stage of optimising the asset. So for us, we've been going against the tide, and costs overall have been coming down as we increase production. At both Nova and Tropicana, we've had an excellent start to the year, and both mines have delivered record production rates in the December quarter and are travelling very well.
And when you look out over the horizon in terms of the prices for those important commodities, they're quite topical at the moment. What are you seeing as far as the longer term is concerned?
Yeah, absolutely. Nickel has always been in demand to make stainless steel, and stainless steel production makes up about two-thirds of our nickel demand, with the rest going into specialist alloys and into the evolving battery industry. At the moment, that portion is very small, less than 5%. But over the coming years, as we see greater adoption of energy storage, electric vehicles, we expect that to grow significantly, driving prices long term.
When you're having conversations with potential buyers at the moment, are they trying to cajole you and being very nice to you?
Absolutely. Everyone is wanting to know where all of the metals that are critical to clean energy are going to come from. And just to give you an idea of how big that market could be, auto manufacturers worldwide have already committed $350 billion to that electrification of the auto industry. That's huge.
It's a staggering amount, isn't it? And it seems as though in the Australian conversation, that penny hasn't necessarily dropped.
No, we will be late adopters of EV, but where it's really taken off has been China and Europe. And multiple reasons why. We've seen some government incentives in those jurisdictions, but we've also seen some regulation put in place, which is actually banning or going to ban internal combustion engines in some cities.
Now, you're actually trying to align yourself more with the electric vehicle movement. Tell us exactly how you're trying to do that.
Yeah, we see this is a transformation. It's a transformation that resonates with the people in our business, and we want to be part of the process of making clean energy happen, so that we can clean up the emissions globally and try and leave a better planet for our future generations.
And how exactly are you doing that at the minute?
At the minute, it's all about aligning the portfolio with those metals that are critical to make clean energy happen. So nickel, we've just talked about that. It's very important for the energy storage, for the electrification of the automobile, but also copper. You know, copper is required right across that clean energy space through the renewable energy, getting those electrons across the grid into battery storage, and then ultimately through charging networks into people's automobiles.
And copper's an important part of the electric vehicle itself overall, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, and there's more copper in an electric vehicle than there is in a regular internal combustion engine and vehicle. You know, longer term, that'll probably be optimised, but longer term, you're still going to be using probably 1.5 times more copper than we've historically used in each car.
Now, when you look ahead over the course of the next couple of years in terms of exploration, where are your efforts being focused in that regard?
It's all about finding more nickel and more copper. So from a jurisdictional point of view, we focus on Australia. We've got big programs in Western Australia and Northern Territory, and most of those are tilted towards what we call greenfields exploration. And that's all about finding new deposits, not trying to enhance existing deposits. And longer term, you know, we see ourselves also investing overseas in exploration and at a very early stage of dipping our feet in the water in Greenland.
Peter, it's been great talking to you. Thanks for your time.
Pleasure. Thank you very much.
And thanks for joining us for the Executive Series.